So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and I hope everyone's staying safe. Guess what? I think Big Mike was right. You might have the ability to watch the original Justice League. Justice League was directed by two directors, technically. Zack Snyder taking the credit for it, but Joss Whedon actually finished the movie. As Big Mike had said, you might as well just release it. So Big Mike, what is your thoughts about Warner Brothers finally releasing the Snyder Cut of Justice League? Mike is clapping.
One time for DC. Smart fucking decisions. God damn, it's about time. What else did you have to lose? Wasn't doing shit. Wasn't making shit.
Well, I guess he lost $30 million to finish that part of the movie.
So, yeah, that's what I was about to ask. The cut wasn't finished, right? So they had to put in more money to...
I think the movie was finished, but then they reshot stuff to kind of fit the Whedon stuff. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, and so... Here's the thing that got me when I heard the news. It was already kind of being teased early in the week. Snyder was doing the watch party and everybody's like, release a Snyder cut. And I didn't see it live, but I did see kind of like the replay of when he made the announcement. And the only thing that I was happy to hear afterwards was the fact that they came out immediately and said, we're going to spend $30 million bringing all the original cast and crew back to actually finish the movie, which tells me one, Warner Brothers and DC have at least come to the conclusion of, if we're going to go ahead and do this, let's get it done and do it right. Give him his full vision, whatever it is.
Well, apparently Superman doesn't have a mustache any longer, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to reshoot a bunch of stuff with Cavill, I guess you can. Do the fucking visual effects properly. That's all you got to do. If they were smart about it, keep letting the hype build up, and then at some point just randomly announce that it's going to come out. Because if it does, people will go see it. I still argue. I wouldn't even put it straight to HBO Max. I would put it on theaters for a weekend. And then put it on HBO Max. But either way, you're still going to come out good. Literally have the one golden opportunity to turn your entire movie franchise around. Like, literally, this one movie could set you up to where you actually have a foot in the game.
Yeah, because right now, it's really just Wonder Woman. All the other stuff is, I mean, you got Batman.
I wouldn't even put out Wonder Woman now. I would delay Wonder Woman. No bull. I would seriously go, you know what? We're not even going to put that out this year. All eyes is on Justice League. And then from there, I would slowly put out everything else that you had planned and just roll it out like that. Cavill was on with Snyder, which tells me, like I said before, Cavill's not going anywhere. He's literally going to stay Superman now. And more than likely, if this movie does good, they're finally going to do a Superman sequel. And if they do that and they do it right, just do Brainiac. Keep it moving. Don't make this complicated. More than likely, Affleck might come back now because you've already established that your universe is a multiverse. The TV stuff is totally separate from the movie stuff. The Joker movie is totally separate from the other DC movies you've already done. So you've literally set yourself up to where you can still put out the Batman with Robert Pattinson and have Ben Affleck be a totally different universe version of Batman. And the fact that he posted on Instagram today, the Snyder Cut was coming out, which tells me that Affleck, whose only gripe was the shit process that was the original one that you put out and how all, you know, all the backlash that came from it. If this does well, Affleck will probably come back and you could probably get him to direct the next damn movie. Literally set yourself up for a golden opportunity.
I'm just trying to figure out what now. I'm sorry, Mike, didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm just trying to figure out what made him change their mind, like, after all this time.
My theory is simply this. I will give credit to the fans on the fact that they really never let this go. The release of Snyder Cut thing has been ongoing for a minute. And if you remember, they literally said in interviews and articles, it doesn't exist, it'll never happen, let it go. And fans kept going with it, like, man, fuck you, release the Snyder Cut. And then Zack Snyder started putting up these black and gray photos showing where he had reels and he had content. And people got more energized and were like, it's kind of like the Ryan Reynolds with Deadpool when he leaked that test footage. And then everybody online went crazy like, how the fuck didn't you make this movie? And then Fox was like, oh, shit, we need to make this movie. I think Warner Brothers set back. We're in the middle of a pandemic. There's a whole bunch of question marks on what's even going to happen with movies moving forward because theaters are talking about closing now and stuff's going straight to streaming and it's working. And I think Warner Brothers sat back, looked at everything they got going on. Marvel right now is technically kind of in a chokehold because they're not even announcing anything. They're got the same stuff that they already have established, and they're not announcing nothing else till all this gets kind of resolved. It's how it's been playing out. And so I think Warner Brothers sat back. It probably started with a small conversation of, okay, we've been telling them it doesn't exist, but clearly you're saying you still have stuff. You had a vision, blah, blah, blah. There's new people over there now because the same people who got rid of Zack Snyder and brought in Whedon and all that, as far as I know, most of them are gone now because they said he actually showed them a cut of the movie, which was like 4 hours long. But whatever they saw, somebody in that room sat back and was like, Oh, fuck no. We need to do this.
I'm so confused by this. So they didn't see the cut, original cut, before they decided to go with...
He wasn't finished. So was it... Barry, correct me if I'm wrong. I can't remember. Was it his wife died or was it his child that died?
I think it was his daughter. I think it was his...
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And so let me say this. If I was running the studio, and again, DC, I will always say this. You have zero fucking excuses. You have Batman, Superman, and I will even throw in Wonder Woman. Three of the most literally recognizable superheroes.
Other than Spider-Man.
Marvel has to explain who their people are still.
Yeah.
You can literally throw up a logo and motherfuckers who don't read comics go, oh, that's Superman, that's Batman, that's Wonder Woman. You have the ultimate aces in the hole. If I was sitting there at this studio, damn the money grab. If your lead actors are telling you this is a shit process, everybody else is frustrated. If your director loses his child, delay the fucking movie until he can come back to work and do what he has to do.
I think they had already delayed it because wasn't it supposed to come out like a year earlier or something?
I get it. Marvel's whooping your ass and you're like, all right, well, we got to put something out.
Yeah, that was basically it. They were trying to play catch up.
Yeah, and in hindsight, I mean, you shot yourself in the foot because you end up putting out shit movies that people will trash. And then everybody basically asks you for, where's the original one? Because after we watched the ultimate cut of Batman vs. Superman, everybody said, oh, that wasn't that bad if you would have put out the fucking director's cut that he wanted. Stop tapping on your own toes. You're trying to do what Marvel, Feige, no matter what anyone wants to say about this dude, whatever vision he has, he's got it mapped out and planned, and it works. You can't do the same thing unless you go get someone who's comic-oriented, who knows shit, and who's going to sit down in a room and basically tell you, let me do what I do, and collect your fucking money. And that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, even the fact that they thought enough to say, because they say Zack Snyder, when he showed it in spurts. So it was like episode cliffhangers. So I guess he gave them options. You don't want a 4-hour movie. I get it. Fine. Do it in episodes because it's going to HBO and just roll it out like that. I'm like, either way, I'm good. I don't care. If by 2021, we don't know where the hell we're going to be. We don't know movie theaters exist. Everybody's like, oh, we'll be back to normal. You don't fucking know because they're already saying in the winter, this shit might just pop back up and be worse. We might literally be sitting in the fucking house this time next year. So episodes, movie, it's not going to make a difference. The bottom line is you literally were out of the game and you have this one golden opportunity to turn the entire thing around. And the only reason why I'm really hyped is because I've said it from day one. As a comic book fan, I want you to succeed because I like Marvel having great fucking movies and DC having fucking amazing movies. So I can sit here and go back and forth of which one is actually better. Who's getting it right? And see all the great shit that we grew up reading come to screen.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a million fucking stories you can do. Stop rehashing the same shit.
There were some tonal differences, obviously, between what was already filmed and what Whedon had injected to the movie. I mean, Whedon has a very specific style. You look at Avengers, Avengers 2, and Justice League, there's some commonality between those. Matt, you want to provide any comments?
I'm glad that someone has the common sense to actually come out with what everyone's been asking for. But I think part of it also too is that maybe this slowed down what everyone was thinking. Hey, you know what? We can't film what we want for future movies. Let's stick with something that's already in the vault that we can make money off of. And it doesn't require a lot of people in one room as far as doing any kind of acting and special effects. I think it's a great idea. They have a chance to hit a home run and reestablish themselves. And Mike made a great point, like, hey, when you see the Superman logo, you know exactly what it is. If they were to release some shit like that now, just a teaser with Superman logo coming summer 2021, that would set the world on fire. I think so. The recognizable heroes that everyone loves, no matter who is playing the role, although Henry Cavill, to me, will always be Superman, along with Ed Reeves. I mean, this is a golden opportunity, and hopefully, if it is 4 hours, hopefully it tells somewhat of a different story than the actual movie that did came out that not a lot of people really liked. Well, I guess it was okay, but I didn't really...
You have your contingent of people that like that movie, but the case with a lot of video games right now, you get a remasters of things that might have happened the previous generation. I mean, it's a smart move. You don't have anything going on right now. You can't go to the movie theaters. And I mean, obviously, Warner Brothers or like whoever it is right now, is it AT&T, Warner Brothers owns a lot of stuff, which is also included in HBO. So you might as well do something with something.
Yep.
They remaster Game of Thrones. I don't know.
Oh, God, no. Because then that last episode would be some straight duty.
I think they were talking about trying to redo that at some point. I'm not sure how far it got, but I think there was some comments. But
It was like 1 million per episode for Game of Thrones, some crazy number like that.
No, it was higher than that.
Okay, well, apparently then I sit corrected, but it was a lot of money. Yeah. But hopefully they can, if they do redo, let's say, that last episode of Game of Thrones, maybe they can redeem themselves. But DC has a golden opportunity. Hopefully they don't F it up. And Marvel at this point, outside of possibly who can be starring as the next Fantastic Four, don't really got a lot going on currently.
Well, Keith, do you have any comments about the Snyder Cut?
I'm a Zack Snyder fan, so I'm all for it.
And a Joss Whedon fan.
So I got the best of both worlds. I was one of the few that liked Justice League. And I say like in terms of grading it. They're nowhere near the same league as the Avengers movie. So I'll just put that out there right now. I was sympathetic to what happened with the Justice League movie. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Any other comments about the Snyder Cut?
I'm going to be the person that's going against the grain here. I just don't care, to be honest with you. I just think that it's overdue. It should have been done a long time ago, to the point, like, I personally lost interest. I don't really care. I don't see how much it could really improve unless, I don't know. I just don't see that much of an improvement. I'm not saying that Zack Snyder is not capable. I think he's fully capable, but I think the time has just passed. But that's just me. I'm speaking for, like, I guess a minority. They brought everyone back. What's the selling point of this? Just to see a different vision of a movie that probably wouldn't be that good anyway?
That's literally a possibility. I mean, the movie come out, be whatever it is, and be complete shit still. Like I said, they're bringing back the original sound editor, the original editors, basically the whole original crew that was working on the movie to begin with, and all the actors have already agreed to come back to do new voiceover work. So I don't know if they're changing script or dialogue or what all that will entail. But the bottom line is everybody that was involved with the original film is doing what they need to do to finish it. So that's Affleck, that's Cavill. Momoa's already been kind of always out there like, you know, fuck that. We're doing it again. You know,
Ben Affleck, did he say he would come back?
He posted a picture on Instagram. To me, that's good enough. Because Affleck, at the point that he was when all this went down, was like, fuck Warner Brothers, never again. And was just like, I'm done with the role. So the fact that they even, regardless of who he told in his camp to do it,
yeah,
the fact that he did that much, I would take that as a win and keep it stepping. Because, I mean, when he first got in the role, you know, discussion was him directing the next Batman movie.
He was supposed to do it.
He was all on board and excited. And when Justice League came out and all the backlash started, that's when he was like, oh, fuck no. Because he kept trying to tell them, this is a shit process. What is this? And remember, he's a director.
Yeah. And a pretty good
director. With an Oscar.
He's got the chops.
he's got more Oscars than they do at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, he's really one of the people that can sit in the room and I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm going to say what I want to say. You should listen because I know what I'm doing. I'm just hyped at the possibility because I really want to see them do a good movie. The main thing that I'm getting at that I told people a long time ago that bothered me with Justice League was the fact that you've been building up the dark side and had, like, no fucking reference whatsoever in the entire movie. Not even a fucking post-credit scene like they gave us with Avengers with Thanos. You literally just didn't even put the main dude in there. What the hell are we doing?
Only way I can see this movie being improved is if they have a totally different villain. Like, Steppenwolf, come on, man.
Steppenwolf would work. He's supposed to be like Loki, the sort of the precursor, the herald of what Apocalypse is going
to
be.
So, basically, he's supposed to be like Loki and Avengers in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what? Loki was actually charismatic. Like, this dude was just... there.
Well, Steppenwolf is a terrible, terrible villain.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Unless they have a whole new villain, a whole new story, I don't see that much of an improvement. Maybe
Loki
maybe
had
more action scenes, maybe more of a story build up. Maybe. But still, Steppenwolf.
Loki had Thor to increase his standing with the viewing audience. Steppenwolf is just like, who is this dude?
We talked about this before and saying that it was like, what, two movies and then Justice League? It's like, no. Why are you all doing this? So, well, I'm sorry, three movies and then Justice League.
Who I would have put into Justice League, Brainiac. If you're going to talk about Superman and then Superman needing to come back.
Brainiac
would have been the best person for that.
Yeah, Brainiac could have alluded to something, other stuff out there in the universe that seen Earth.
Worse than him.
Exactly. And even that, it didn't even have to do that. They could have done what the CW shows did and precursed the Crisis events. There were so many ways to afford to go with. They honestly could have just taken the whole Bruce Timm angle with their Justice League cartoon animated stuff. copy and paste of that. That'd have been perfect. One thing that they did do well was that they managed to put together a decent cast. But again, Cyborg was kind of one of those characters that too much introduction, too much time was spent on introducing characters and put them into the universe and not enough time to be able to tell a decent story.
And that's my whole point. They have to tell a better story with this. I mean, I would hope if it's 4 hours long, they could tell a better narrative because, like you said, they spent a lot of time just introducing characters. You know, no one knew who, we know who Cyborg is, but in the cinematic universe, no one knows who he is. They just got a glimpse of him in, what was that, Superman versus Batman?
Yeah, it feels like they're actually listening to the fan base and giving the fan base what they want.
I just think it's a little bit too late, man, like, personally. I want DC to do well because, like Mike said, we're all in the comics. We just want to see a good comic book movie. That's it. I'm not about the competition. I don't care about the competition. I want a good Batman movie. Superman can eat all the dicks in the world. I don't give a shit.
What the hell?
Man, fuck Superman.
Get your hate for Superman, dude. I don't.
If I'm in the trenches, if I'm in a foxhole, you know who I want? I want fucking Batman.
I want a guy who's invulnerable and can take the bullets for me.
But he ain't going to go out there. It wouldn't hurt nobody. No, fuck that. That's what I'm talking about.
Batman's not going to take a bullet for me.
I can say take a bullet for me, but he'll do something to fucking do. He'll be like, I don't want to hurt anybody. Batman will fuck you up. Okay? I don't want to hurt anybody. Or I'm going to hold back. Prime example. Remember, I don't know if y'all seen this scene, but it was a scene that Superman was fighting. He was like, you know, I always got to hold back.
Darkseid?
I always got to hold back, but you could take it, huh? No, you should not have been holding back with this dude in the first place. Why are you holding back, you bitch-made motherfucker? Knock him out.
He never held back when he fought him.
Okay.
He said he held back.
Right. Oh, my God. All right.
Let's wrap up this Justice League conversation now. It's going off in a totally different direction about his Superman better than Batman. The other thing that happened this week, or this news that was occurring, which is the Batwoman show.
Ruby Rose
from John Wick 2 fame. If you don't know who she is, I mean, she was kind of like the it person for maybe about 18 months. And that's how she got this role for Batwoman. The CW kind of took that Batwoman thing a little too far. Nevertheless, she didn't enjoy her time on the show, and she decided to quit after one season.
I didn't know that the show was even out.
After one season, she decided to quit, which kind of throws this whole TV show, and they're going to recast the role, apparently, but how are you going to recast the role when you don't even know you're going to be filming again? So, any comments?
I actually didn't see that coming, but I'm not surprised. Does that make sense?
Like I said, I didn't even know that the show was even out at all.
Have you seen the ratings for that show?
No. I didn't know it was out.
It's
were the ratings high?
Oh, the ratings are horrible. Like, they basically started out at like 1.82 million viewers, and it's down to like 600,000.
Yeah, so I guess the finale showed up at some point during the quarantine period. Is that right, Keith?
Yeah.
And then it did not do well. And then all this other stuff about Ruby Rose getting hurt on set that she thought she couldn't perform or even walk again, basically.
Damn! What the hell is she doing?
Does she have a back injury?
I think she was doing a stunt and got injured. I'm not sure what stunt it was or what episode it was, but nevertheless, she is going to step away from the role. And some people are happy, some people are upset, some people are just like, the TV show is kind of whack in the first place, so might as well just can it.
Hey, don't talk about Rose like that.
The most wokest way possible, Warner Brothers has stated what they're going to do with recasting the role. That's all I'm going to say. Just try to keep it as vague as possible, but it's going to be super woke. Keith, how's the state of the DC TV universe?
Their ratings are still pretty bad, but it doesn't matter. I mean, CW just, unless the show implodes, they'll just keep renewing it. They got a new show called Stargirl coming out, and that actually looked entertaining. So they're kind
but
of...
But what about Arrow and The Flash and then also
Arrow is
Supergirl?
Done.
Okay.
Flash finished off well. They got renewed, of course. Now, those shows are all doing well, with the exception of Batwoman. And even that Black Lightning show is doing well. They've got Superman coming out this season.
The same one from year. Supergirl?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got him. He's got his own series coming out. And one interesting thing happened in Batwoman was that they actually cast Bruce Wayne.
Was it Kevin Conroy? I know he was in the...
It's a new actor. That was that guy's name.
How did the crossover thing, the Crisis of Infinite Earths thing,
do? Well, I think from what I saw, I think Bruce Wayne explains why he killed Batman. And I think it was like Supergirl and Batwoman.
The Crisis series basically put all the universes, all the different shows in the same universe. Black Lightning and Supergirl were in their own separate universes, so there were no interactions between them. That Crisis series basically merged them all together and then served as the series finale for Arrow. Batwoman, like a couple of episodes before the finale, they hinted that Batman killed the Joker in this reality. So that's another reason why Batman fans are like super pissed off. They're just completely done with the show. Ratings like bottomed out after that episode.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up with that. You're getting the Snyder Cut. Big Mike was right.
Yeah, you called it. You've been calling it for years.
As Big Mike would say, smart decisions. And that's the Beast King Podcast. Stay safe, everybody.